Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. I need some good news, baby. Feels like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me. I need some good news, baby. Cause all the world's gone crazy. I need some good news, baby. Give it to me.
You know, we talked today a little bit about bullying with that story we'd been covering out of Fayette County, the boy in high school struggling. So this story is going to take you to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and to a little boy, 9-year-old boy, bullied at school. Just the sweetest little thing you ever saw. And a police officer driving up next to him as he's racing after his school bus that he had missed. So the police officer pulls over and he's like, hey, what, did you miss your school bus? And the little boy said yes. And you're going to hear from the officer here in just a minute. So the officer follows the boy home. He doesn't want to put him in his car without, obviously, his mom's permission. And meets mom and ends up taking the boy to school, you know, with the sirens and the flashing lights and the whole nine yards. Just the cutest thing. But the story gets a little bit deeper than that because it was the little boy's birthday. And the boy was worried. He was having a party that night, and he was worried that since he was being bullied at school, that nobody would show up to his birthday party. So he gets out of the police officer's car, and something happens next. So here's the police officer. I can't read my writing. His name is Austin Lanima. Listen.
The morning that I met Thomas, I was clearing a call on another street around here. Saw Thomas running down the sidewalk trying to chase his bus. Tried to stop the school bus for him. The school bus didn't stop for myself or Thomas. So I went back, asked him if he needed some help. Said yes. He walked me back to his apartment here, informed me that it was his birthday. Invited all the police officers to come to his birthday party. He was afraid no one would be coming because he was being bullied at school. So I was able to give him a ride to school with the permission of his mom. Showed up to his elementary school, all lights out, and he was all smiles for that. At the end of the day, I ended up coming back to the apartment for his birthday party. It was me and another officer that showed up, and unfortunately there was nobody else here aside from Thomas and his siblings. So the next day, myself and a couple other partners brought some Krispy Kreme donuts personalized for him with a happy birthday. Grand Rapids Police goodie bag full of shirts, stickers, hats, toys, everything like that. Gave him a chance to run around with the car and hit some lights and sirens and play with it. Put on the heavy vest. They all had a good time with it.
So sweet. So sweet. So this police officer obviously goes out of his way for this little boy, perfect stranger. You got to hear the sound now of this young man. He is just the cutest little guy. His name is Thomas Daniel, and this is what he thought about this wonderful officer becoming part of his life.
When it came to my birthday, so Austin decided to bring his friends along, and then we celebrated my birthday. It was pretty much really fun. We got to play in the car. Austin, he never lets kids down. He never let them down. He's a hero. It was actually donuts, but I still love the donuts because cops, they need donuts in the morning. So I'm just like Austin sometimes. I love to help other kids in school. I never let other kids go down. I never let anyone get bullied, and I'm a hero. And just like Austin.
Really? Come on. Isn't that the sweetest thing? So his Grand Rapids Police Department puts this on their Facebook page, ask permission of mom, take pictures of all the kids, of Thomas and his you know, brothers and sisters, puts it on their Facebook page, and it goes completely bonkers. Everybody loves it, and it's just the sweetest thing. And they said, next year we'll be back. As long as Austin invites us to his birthday party, we'll be back. You never know. That might be a young police officer budding in that little boy. You never know. One kind thing.
It's amazing.
Isn't it sweet?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.